Now, how about some local reaction to the end of DACA? We have Liz Jones here with KUOW's immigration team. Hi, Liz.
Hello, Bill.
How many people could be directly affected by this in Washington state?
Well, in our state, there are 43,000 individuals who are eligible for the DACA program. Not all of those have applied. Of those, there are about 18,000 who have been approved for DACA, who are currently enjoying the benefits of the DACA program. These are people who are currently in high school, have finished high school, finished college, are out working in our tech industry and academia and various jobs here in our region.
Yes, thousands of job holders. How could this affect Washington State's economy if the DACA program goes away and these workers and residents can no longer stay?
Yeah, it's estimated about 90% of DACA holders work in our state. So we've heard from Governor Jay Inslee that this would mean about $1 billion loss to our economy annually if these workers were to be removed from Washington state. So when you talk about who's affected by that, by DACA ending, it's these individuals, the DACA holders, it's their families, it's their coworkers, it's their schoolmates, it's a lot of people in our community.
What have you been hearing from DACA recipients here?
Well, they've been braced for this for months.
We know, thanks to your good reporting on this for months.
Thank you. But really, since President Trump was elected, this was a possibility, and they knew that. So they've been ready for this. They've been finding ways to cope, a lot of them online, in social groups with friends, just kind of trying to stay positive, sharing their diplomas, sharing pictures of the cars that they've been able to buy with their jobs through DACA. But I attended a dinner last night with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal here from Seattle with about a dozen DACA recipients or those who are eligible for DACA. They were emotional, but also resolved to keep fighting and strategizing how they're going to advocate in the weeks and the months ahead. And we spoke with a young man named Paul Quiñones. He's a DACA recipient, originally from Mexico, came here when he was 7 years old. He's now 22. And this is what he had to say.
I think it's a broken promise to our community. He said that he was going to treat us with heart. But in reality, knowing that our lives are going to be thrown into chaos in 6 months is not treating us with heart, is not any comfort to us. And so we think that this is the easy way out, the logical solution, if he truly does want us to have a legislative solution to our problems, the logical solution would be for him to leave DACA intact without a deadline until it is addressed in Congress.
So Paul Quiñones, he currently works as a legislative aide in Olympia. We also asked him how his life would change if DACA comes to an end in 6 months.
For my life, it would mean that I would lose my job. I would lose my ability to pay for my rent. I would lose my benefits that come attached to my job. I'm very fortunate enough to now have healthcare provided by my work. I would lose access to that. And so it would really put me and many other people like me in a really unfortunate situation. And it would leave us unable to put all the skills that we've gained to work.
And obviously another huge change is that he could be deported. This is something that these young people were talking about last night. You can imagine a dinner here with a congresswoman. There are Caesar salads in front of them on the table. They're just wilting. Nobody's touching their food. They know this is a real reality for them and their families.
And what, Liz Jones, are local and state political leaders saying about this?
Yeah, you can imagine there's been an avalanche of press comments and statements in my inbox this morning from our state attorney general, from Congress members, local leaders. Pramila Jayapal last night's event, she said she thinks there's enough support in Congress to pass a bill that would protect these DACA recipients and potentially offer them a path to legalization. She's a Democrat, but she said it's a very fluid and quickly evolving issue in Congress right now.
Honestly, I think views have changed so much, and you see it with the CEOs coming out for DACA and, you know, all of the economic impacts that have been shown to be the case. The devastation to the economy if the program were ended, I think all of those things are positive factors for Republicans who perhaps were not previously on it to be on it today.
And Liz, what about some Republicans? What are they saying?
Yeah, Republicans. We've heard from Republican Dave Reichert, Representative Dave Reichert. He's currently co-sponsored two bills that would protect DACA recipients. One is the Bridge Act that would give a 3-year protection to DACA eligible individuals. Another is an act that would give them a way to gain legal status here. He said that punishing these individuals, quote, is not in the American DNA. We also heard from Eastern Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers. She reiterated that she does not support how DACA came about through Obama's executive action. But she said it's clear that we have to work together in Congress to provide long-term certainty to DACA recipients. Hmm. So she didn't give any specifics, but said she's committed to working with her colleagues on this issue.
And, of course, we have the Washington Attorney General poised to get involved.
Right. They're all there. And he issued a statement yesterday, Attorney General Bob Ferguson, saying that he will file a lawsuit to defend the DACA recipients, to defend this program. He expects other AGs across the country will join in with him on this effort. And we've already heard from New York Attorney General on the same position. And we'll hear more from Attorney General Bob Ferguson later today at a press conference.
And we're hearing from our local tech leaders in the Puget Sound area, too, right?
Right. They've been coming out in the recent weeks talking about the economic hurt that this would cause, how DACA recipients are integrated into their companies, into our economy, into our communities. Microsoft's Brad Smith said it's a big step back for our entire country and that he's calling on Congress to make changes to its legislative calendar to get DACA, to take action on DACA now.
Finally, Liz, what happens next locally on this issue?
Well, as I mentioned, we're seeing dreamers coming together, talking about how to strategize in the weeks ahead, how to lobby their Congress members to get quick action on this with so many other things on the legislative agenda. We're hearing from Congress members saying they're going back to D.C. this week, and they're going to talk to their colleagues to figure out which bill they can get behind and which one has a real chance to get a vote and get passed. And then we'll watch what happens in court. There are various lawsuits that have been threatened. We'll see what happens there.
That is KOW reporter Liz Jones from our immigration team reporting on today's announcement from the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. The U.S. plans to stop protecting from deportation people brought here illegally as kids. Liz, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.